she just...
No, really?
Oh my God, look
at
this.
I can't believe it.
We're sharing the chisme.
We sharing the chisme.
Yes, we is. Can we just talk about Ariana Grande's new music video real quick? She dropped it for her song 34 plus 35, which if you add up the numbers, it's a naughty number. But I love that song. Like, honestly, I think that is my favorite one off of her new album, Positions. And I actually read a tweet today that said something like, all of Ariana Grande's music videos don't make sense, but they're so cute. And that's so true. Like, even though her video has really nothing to do with the song, again, kind of like her last one, Positions. Remember, for her Positions music video, I went over that the whole point of the video was women taking over all the roles in the White House. And I thought it was so lit. However, the song itself, Positions, is like a love song, like kind of like a sexual love song. But if you kind of like squint your eyes and like tilt your head a little bit, it can kind of sound like a switching up positions, like in the White House, I guess, if you're trying to think abstractly. But for this new music video, 34 plus 35, not sure if I said yet, but it is on the site, lacrystalrosas.com. The premise of it is super cute. She's this like scientist with her scientists friends, and they're all in heels and cute little lingerie and science coats, lab coats, and they're working on a robot that is Ariana Grande, and then the robot turns Ariana Grande and her scientists into like sexy Austin Powers. Remember that scene from like the first Austin Powers, I believe, where his partner, she turns into like a, I think she is a robot, and then she like has this little like fluffy night pink gown, and then she shoots things out of her chichis. Yeah, that. She kind of turns into that. And yeah, the video didn't really make any sense, especially in comparison to the song, but she looked great. Her looks are always different and fun. I think recently she's been doing like a 60s retro, 50s, 60s retro look with her makeup and her hair, and I love it. And she hit the left split for us. And then she did the clock hand going downwards, the reverse clock with that leg. Ooh, I need to get on that level. I need to do that. Like, can that be a challenge? Like the Ariana Grande splits challenge. That was so lit. And yeah, I just think that her videos are fun and cute. If you haven't seen it, again, go check it out on the site. Avid, what do I want to talk about next? Oh man, this story really breaks my heart. This happened in New York. And there was a woman who went on her first date with someone that she matched on Hinge, which if you guys don't know what Hinge is, it is a dating app where some people say that if you're looking for someone to kind of settle down with and to get a little more serious, Hinge is the one because you learn a lot more about a person's personality. Hinge is basically like a whole LinkedIn profile. It asks questions about you, and you get to learn about your matches because it's kind of like a blog within the app. Now, I have not been on Hinge. The only apps I've been on are Tinder, Chispa. Tinder, which is the one that is most notoriously known for just hooking up, and I really am on it just to see guys. I don't go on dates on through Tinder. I've been on Chispa, which is a dating app for Latinos, or if you want to date in the Latino community. I went on one date on Chispa, and then I think I went on like two or three Tinder dates, and I even have a podcast about that. Remember, you guys, that was interesting. That was definitely interesting. Two dates on Tinder, one on Chispa. Wait, two or three on Tinder? I think just two. Yeah, one with one guy, and then one with the noodle guy. Okay, cool. And then one on Chispa, and I haven't been on like other dates. Like, I have not been on Bumble dates, and I have not been on other Tinder dates recently. The last date, I recently went on a Chispa date. That's the one that I went on the other day. I told you guys that I went to downtown Oakland. So I guess that's two on Chispa and two on Tinder. I think so. Yeah. In the past like two years. You guys probably know better than me. But I have not been on Hinge. And like I said, Hinge is the one where, like I said, it's more known if you want to actually get to know people more before like just hooking up with them or going on a date with them. Like a lot of people say that Hinge is if you want to find like your husband or wife, but that's just what I've heard. And recently, like I said, in New York, this poor woman, she went on a date with this guy on Hinge. He even met her family and friends. And then they went out to a nightclub. And then after the nightclub, she says things got very, very violent. There was even photos of what happened. She said he started beating me in the head, punching me everywhere, my forehead, my temples, my cheeks, my jaw. Oh, my God, I feel so bad. She said that he was just telling her that the date cost too much, that she's not worth that. He even pulled out a gun and had the intentions of killing her. This is according to her, but luckily a security guard witnessed the attack and came to her rescue. He has since been arrested on aggravated assault, false imprisonment, and kidnapping charges. And with that, I just want to make sure that if you ladies or gentlemen, not just girls, but guys too, are going to be going on dates like this, you should definitely bring someone with you. When I went during the summertime on a chispa date, my assistant came and he was staking out in the car like pretty much the whole time. And then my parents, they had me on find my location, or what is it? Your location on my phone. So like my parents knew and my assistant was with me as well. And then most recently when I went on the Tinder date, like last weekend, my assistant came with me as well and picked me up. So, I mean, I know we all of us don't have assistants, but like I'm not trying to flex here, but I would suggest that if you have a friend or a family member that can go and just like be person to like be there in case anything goes crazy or goes awry, or if you have someone on speed dial, that is definitely the thing to do, because even though these cases don't happen very, very often, they still happen and you never know. And I've definitely put myself in a very dangerous situation before on a Tinder date where like I could have gone, got snatched. And after that, my mom had a talk with me and she was like, what were you thinking? Like, that was so dumb. Like, why would you ever do that? And since then I was like, okay, like, you're right, mom. I'm very lucky that nothing bad happened to me. And I will make sure going forward, if I do go on dates with someone that I don't know, that I will. Oh, I lied. I've been on 3 chispa dates. Anyways, that I'm going to either bring someone that I know or whatever the case is. Yeah, no, wait. Okay, I went on 1 chispa date during the summer. I went on 1 right at the beginning of the pandemic. Do you guys remember that? Did I even talk about that? I don't think I even talked about that because I was like, I don't want to get dragged for like meeting people during COVID. So, wow, yeah, I've been on quite a few like dates. And yeah, no success for me yet. That is fine, though. I will just laugh through the pain. No, I'm just kidding. But not really, though. Anyways, let's talk about these new fleets. I went to my trainer this morning, did a little workout. And then after that, I went home and just sat in my car and was on my phone for a second. I went on Twitter and I noticed that there's some circles, blue circles at the top. I'm like, whoa, what's happening? What is going on? What is this? And it's like, welcome to Fleet. I'm like, Fleet. So I just start recording and I'm just like, whoa, is this like IG story? Is this what's actually happening? And it is. Now, the internet had mixed feelings about these new Fleets, which is obviously an update on Twitter. Pretty much it's an Instagram story, which used to be a Snapchat story. Don't forget, Snapchat was the originator of stories, and then IG snagged, and then Facebook snagged, and now Twitter's like, we want to be on the story party. So they are. So now you can post fleets on Twitter. And this is what they tweeted out today. They said that thing you didn't tweet, but wanted to, but didn't, but got so close, but then you were like, nah, we have a place for that now. Fleets rolling out to everyone starting today. They just did that. Like Twitter, that's what I love. Like sometimes when we're going to get Instagram updates or Snapchat updates or even Facebook updates, we're going to get articles about them. We're going to know. We're going to get a heads up. Twitter said, now we just go and do this and we're not going to tell you, but everyone's going to have it. And I honestly appreciate how Twitter did the update for everyone, because Instagram be playing, Instagram be having these updates where only certain people get them or whatever this or whatever that. And it really does bother me. And Instagram's kind of dying. Like a lot of us have been saying that Instagram is on the decline because they have rolled out a whole bunch of upgrades where it's just kind of looking like a marketplace now. They've replaced the add photo or video feature with a shot feature now. And you have to if you have like a bigger phone, right? I don't have those iPhone like XXLs. I just have the regular iPhone 11. Look at me. I upgraded from an 8 to an 11. That's a big step. When did I upgrade? Around summertime. And I don't have that phone where like I have to move my thumb all the way up, but I definitely have to move my palm to get my thumb to go all the way up now to do a post on Instagram. That's definitely annoying. And the reels and IGTVs, it's just all very, very confusing on Instagram now. It's becoming way less user-friendly and way more centrified around selling things. And that's why people are saying that Instagram is dying, because Snapchat already kind of died. And now because Instagram took over the stories, now Instagram's kind of dying because they're turning into a marketplace and ain't nobody got time for that. So Twitter is now like, here we're going to come. Twitter, I think, is like the realest app. It is. I also think the scariest app. I've said it before. People have tried to cancel me on Twitter. And it's just like Twitter's a scary place because you can't control what people tweet about you. You can control a lot of things on Instagram. Like if your post is flopping or if you don't like certain comments, you can restrict comments on Instagram and things like that. But Twitter, Twitter is brutal, and Twitter will let you know. They will collect you all together. Cancel culture is real on Twitter. But it is the realest and I think the funniest out of all the apps. All the memes start on Twitter. There's a debate about this. There's a debate that if memes actually start on Reddit and then kind of fall over on Twitter. But Twitter is so funny. I love seeing funny tweets, and then the comments for tweets are usually hilarious. And now you have the whole stories thing. I don't really know if I'm going to be using the fleets too much. Let's see how many views I got. I don't even think I got that many views on my original fleet of it. On my Instagram stories, I'll get between 3,000 to 10,000 views, depending on what I have going on per Instagram story. On Twitter, I have, and that's given the fact that I have around 37,000 followers on Instagram now. Twitter, I have 6,700 followers, and let's see how many people watched my fleet. Avid. Wow, 368. That's kind of a lot. That is kind of a lot. And then can you see who? Yeah, you could see who watched your tweets as well, which is kind of cool. Your fleets, which is kind of cool. Is there a search button, though? No. See, that's what I need. I wish that we had a search button to see who exactly watched the stories instead of scrolling all the way through. But yeah, congrats to Twitter. Like I said, the reactions have been mixed. Half of the people, I think, like the fleets. Half the people don't. People are always going to be negative when it comes to change, no matter what. Anything that has to do with change, people are always going to have an opinion about it. But I think that Twitter, yeah, cool. Like, do that, because people are kind of veering away from IG. The thing about IG, I feel like, is that we've kind of all seen it before, and Instagram just kind of makes you feel bad about yourself. I don't know about you, but like, for the most part, like, I wish I could filter my Instagram to be like, I know you can mute people on your Instagram. Like, if there's people you follow and really don't want to see them, you can mute them. But I wish that, because my Instagram is so infiltrated, I wish that it was just like my really, really close friends and families, because they're really the only ones that I care. No offense. But yeah, like, strangers, I don't really care too much about watching what they're up to. I'll go on my Crystal's Nightcap for that, like, because obviously you guys and I interact more on that. So I definitely go on Crystal's Nightcap IG, and I'll be commenting and liking stuff that I see from you guys. But as far as like other people on my regular Instagram, I am just really on Instagram for memes and checking in on my people, and that's really it. On Twitter is where I actually go to see what's up, what's popping, what are people talking about, things like that. That's what Twitter for me is for, and that's why I definitely like Twitter. But Twitter can also be a lot. Twitter can be a lot emotionally because there's so much information on there, and you can get opinions of positive and negatives on Twitter. Like, you can learn a lot from Twitter. But yeah, how do you feel about these new fleets? Are you about it? Are you not? Are you not even on Twitter? I think that everyone should be on Twitter because you really stay informed on there, and you know in real time what's going on and what's trending. And then also on Twitter, they be flagging things that are not what's up. So that's why I like Twitter. What about you? Like I said, are you ever on there? What do you think about fleets? Let your girl know. You know where to find me on all socials. I'm at La Crystal Rosas. Now, let's talk about this cruise ship that is just a laughingstock. There's this cruise ship company, right? They are called Sea Dream Yacht Club, and they set sail November 7th, so 10 days ago, from the Barbados. And they wanted to conduct this like experiment, saying that they were going to be able to sail and have people on their cruise ship where no one catches COVID-19. And guess what the heck happened? People caught COVID-19. Yes. Unfortunately, 7 passengers and 2 crew members did catch the virus, which had to immediately stop and onboard because this is clearly not a good idea. And just a flop. Awkward for them. Like, what is going on? I even saw that there's a cruise ship asking people if they want to come and be testers and test to see if they can conduct these cruise ships while being COVID free. No, like, this is not the time for that. Not happening. COVID is still amongst us. The biggest day ever of most COVID cases was reported just this week here in America. So I don't understand why we and why other countries think that this is a joke and think that they can keep doing experiments like this. We do not have a solid vaccine yet. COVID is still amongst us. People are still dying and it's getting very, very serious. So I'm trying to remind everyone that is listening to please wear your mask and social distance. I still see some people on Instagram, even some of my family members that are like, COVID-19 isn't real. It's a hoax. Like, no. Like, I'm just like, what? Like, what? Like, what? Why are you guys still thinking that? Like, please wear your masks. Just right now, I got a text from my mom saying that my dad is super, super sick. And I did see my parents today. I was wearing my mask. I cooked for them. But I know that my dad is crazy, crazy sick. My mom wants me to take him to the hospital. I might have to leave work real quick to take him if it's really that bad. As far as I know, last I checked, he can smell and taste. Because I had him close his eyes and I had him smell a thing of Vicks vapor rub. And he was like, oh, this is Vicks. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, at least you can still smell. But yeah, my dad's really not okay. And I just want to make sure that all of us are okay and not catching COVID, not catching it for our grandparents, our tios, our tias, our little ones, because it is not a good situation. And we still don't know the full repercussions of catching COVID-19. So please continue to wear your face masks. I know the holidays are here and we want to be turning up and having big shindigs and all that. But please, please, please be safe for our high-risk folks and for people who are out here as our first responders as well. Hospitals are getting packed again. I'm hearing that in New York they're making even more makeshift morgues for people who are passing away. So please, please, please be safe. All right, you guys, I actually do have to run. I don't have time to edit the beginning of this or put an intro or anything. I'm so sorry about that. I have to go take my dad to the hospital. So please keep him in your prayers. I think that he's okay, but I'm not sure yet. Love you, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Mwah.